Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Friday, November 10th, 2023, 9:09 a.m. on this Friday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, and glad to be bringing you local news and happenings this morning. I have some news out of Monument Valley. This happened yesterday, impacting the schools at Monument Valley and reported UNHS facility as well. Monument Valley High School and Sabiniskay Elementary School were both placed in a lockdown secure mode yesterday morning. The schools were notified of a potential threat. The school placed on not lockdown while the Navajo Nation police cleared the building. Lockdown meant all exterior and interior doors were locked and students remained in classrooms. Later on in the afternoon, releases happened at Monument Valley High School starting at 1, with buses picking up students at 2. Release at the elementary school happened a little bit later in the day, about 2:30. Classes are back in schedule, are back in session today, and the excuse me, there was thanks sent out by administrators, a letter noting that they have specific protocols to follow as part of these situations. The schools are back in their regular session, though, including they'll be doing some Veteran Days activities today. So glad to hear school back in session. And again, no one harmed, injury, but there was a lockdown yesterday at Monument Valley schools due to a potential threat.
And we haven't heard any details yet from officials, but boy, this swept through social media and there were a few statements, but no follow up on exactly what happened or how it was dealt with. But a lockdown in a local school, as we know, really upsets children and students, and that's not a minor story.
Yeah, and it's the second one to happen in just a couple weeks. There was a lockdown at Montezuma Creek Elementary and Whitehorse High Schools not long ago. So I think it was about 2 weeks ago, yeah. So again, glad though that protocols followed, you know, and no one hurt, and situation assessed and taken care of seriously. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Joined this morning by Bill Boyle. How are you doing today, Bill?
An unintroduced voice from the background. Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing good.
Yeah,
doing
an unintroduced voice that people are totally unfamiliar with.
Yeah, because they've never heard a voice like that before, except
except every morning show, and then also when I'm speaking.
Yeah. Sometimes we confuse ourselves in who's talking.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're not alone if you don't know which one's Bill and which one's David. We sometimes get that question, but
I'm the insightful, fun-loving, zany. No, I'm not.
Yeah, that's Bill. Yep. And I'm the other one. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got a couple of conversations, interviews that we had, including with members of the Bears Ears partnership. They have a event going on this weekend. We spoke with volunteer manager Ricky Begay. We'll send you over to that conversation and be back with more local news and happenings right here on Red Rock 92. Well, good morning. You're listening once again to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, and happy that you've joined us for another edition of the show. Well, this weekend we've got a special event for you. It is Fall Stewardship Day, something that the Bears Ears Partnership is part of. Joining us now with Bears Ears Partnership is Ricky Begay. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining us this morning. Tell us a bit about what you got going on this weekend, Ricky.
Yeah, we have about three different projects going on in the Bluff area. One project that we're working on is dispersed camping on the impacts of the eclipse that happened just about a month ago. And we're heading down to Valley of the Gods to repair some areas. Second area is working in Cottonwood Wash on repairing some fencing and replacing the spiked barbed wire with clear barbed wire.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, you got some good projects underway. Tell us a little bit about the idea of the Stewardship Day. I don't think this is the first year you've done it, right?
Yeah. I was not a part of the beginning when I started my position here in April. So I'm the new volunteer manager helping the Bears Ears Partnership with volunteers and managing them. So this is, I believe, the second year of doing stewardship. There have been other stewardship events in the past, and this is the year where we're kind of bringing out more people in the fall time, having the community come together and kind of just work on the land, just the last fall project to do with the community. So, yeah.
Well, very good. Talk about, you got these projects going on. Talk about the idea of stewardship, of taking care of these public lands. Obviously there's federal agencies that are in charge of taking over these, taking care of these lands. Talk about why Bears Ears wants to hold this Stewardship Day.
Yeah, we're just looking forward to engage with the community. It's an opportunity for the public to come out and learn a little bit about Bears Ears, and in particular the areas we're trying to protect. Yeah, and after all of this projects are done around 3 o'clock, we're going to be having a presenter come in at the Bears Ears Center and present the perishable project that's happening.
So, you mentioned that you guys are doing these projects to take care of some of the dispersed camping sites after the annular eclipse and other visitation. What physical shape do people need to be in to help in these projects?
Yeah, as long as you're able to hold a shovel, carry some sand, move some, pick up trash, you're able to help us with this. The one out in Valley of the Gods will be pretty much using shovels and rakes, kind of just moving some disturbed areas, kind of fixing the dispersed areas that were not camping sites. And then in Cottonwood Wash, we'll be putting up a fence, and possibly, if we get that done a little early, then we'll probably move on to removing some old irrigation lines. So pretty much just a little bit of heavy lifting, carrying some wires and posters. So, yeah.
Oh, very good. And then I imagine, are these projects being done with oversight or collaboration with the federal agencies?
Yes. So with Cottonwood Wash, we're working with the Wildlands Conservancy, and we're working to repair that area and kind of add some projects to it for the public. And then in Valley of the Gods, pretty much this was just an impacted area by tourists during the annual eclipse. And currently we're just working with BLM on restoring the area and making sure there's not any more other damages.
With that, I see that there's an online registration. How do folks get signed up to participate in that event tomorrow morning?
Yeah, folks are able to register online at bearsearspartnership.org, and there'll be a little tab on events. If they're able to open that, you should be able to see Fall Stewardship Day, where they're able to register. And currently, registration is free for everyone. And there'll be a little bit of asking questions on there of kind of like food, if you have anything, if you're a new volunteer, repeated volunteer, and if you're also wanting to get some food from Twin Rocks Cafe, yeah.
Awesome. So I understand breakfast is provided, but you got to buy your lunch?
Yes. In the morning, there'll be a little light breakfast, a bit of bagels and coffee, and then during lunch, that will be covered by volunteers or by themselves.
Very good. Well, again, that event is starting at 8 a.m. on Saturday from the Bears Ears Education Center. Imagine people will get their assignments and then go out. Obviously, you want people to register. You can get a good number, know a little bit about who's showing up, but I'm guessing you won't turn anyone away if they don't register and just show up Saturday morning?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Very good. Sounds like a great event and a good opportunity for folks to get out on the public lands and give out back a little bit, do some stewardship. Looking ahead, do you have any other volunteer opportunities?
We do have a coming up volunteer project with sort of in Cottonwood Wash on December 17th. It's a bird count for a Christmas bird count if anyone's interested in coming out for that. So, yeah.
Very good. And yeah, folks can put that on the calendar if they can't make tomorrow's event, they can check that out on December 17th. Anything else you'd like to mention before we let you run this morning, Ricky?
No. Just pretty much put on some warm coats and come on out and volunteer with us. Yeah.
All right. Very good. Once again, that's the Stewardship Day with Bears Ears Partnership. It's happening Saturday, tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. They'll have a light breakfast if you register beforehand, and you can show up and help with some projects on public lands in San Juan County. Again, we've been speaking with Ricky Begay with the Bears Ears Partnership. Ricky, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
All right, you're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Utah Navajo Health System is a series of community health centers providing medical, dental, and behavioral health care to Utah Navajo. With operations in Blanding, Montezuma Creek, Monument Valley, Navajo Mountain, and Monticello, UNHS offers a remarkable variety of services to our patients throughout San Juan County and the northern portion of Navajo Nation.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage-earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Desert Rivers Credit Union is proud to team up with the communities in our corner of the state. A nationwide network of ATMs and branches, full line of mortgage products, local decision making, low fees, and great rates for every credit score are just a few of the things we bring to the team. And to top it off, we are for people, not profit. Come by and meet our team at one of our four branch locations or visit DesertRiversCU.com. We love our communities and are proud to support our youth.
Christmas is right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, is all stocked up with lots of new merchandise. Christmas lights and decor are out and ready to sell. Save big on every safe in the store with up to $100 off. Come in and register for the Big Bear giveaway, and check out the new Yellowstone collection of Lodge cast iron cookware. All this and more for your Christmas gift shopping right now at Walker Drug, Moab's everything store.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Friday, November 10th, 2023, 9:23 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Got local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Again, it's Veterans Day coming up this weekend, so there's a lot of events happening throughout the Red Rock listening area. There's an event happening in Cortez. They're having an annual Veterans Day parade Saturday at 1 p.m. on Montezuma Avenue. The American Legion will also host events all day, starting with a breakfast at 7 a.m. and a dance from 7 to 11 p.m. Also, Manka's fifth graders will be serving a pancake breakfast. Looks like that was Thursday. Dolores High is going to have a Veterans Day celebration on the 13th. That's Monday at 10 a.m. Some of the local events happening in the area related to Veterans Day. Bill, I know you got a couple of others as well.
I was just going to say that Monticello High School is holding a community event that started already this morning. Blanding Elementary School had a big event earlier in the week. I really like it. Veterans Day has more and more focus in recent years than it seemed way back in the day. And as we honor our those who fought in foreign and wars and conflicts and served. And anyway, it's a good thing. A lot going on.
Yeah.
We have a big list, a lot of restaurants in Moab. If you're going to be in Moab tomorrow and are a veteran, you ought to go out to lunch or dinner because there's a lot of restaurants having discounts. It's a great service.
Yeah. Do you want to give that list
sure.
now? While you're looking it up, too, you know, you mentioned schools. Monument Valley, as we mentioned, too, they're also having an assembly today at the high school. So, yeah, it's happening throughout the area, schools and businesses and organizations honoring veterans this weekend.
Yeah. So discounts at Moab area restaurants include free coffee at Sweet Cravings, 15% off at Moab Brewery, 20% off at Horizon View and Blue Pig, 25% off at Sunset Grill, and 50% off at the following restaurants: Spitfire, Zach's, The Spoke, Gloria's, and Dewey's. Anyway, a lot going on. I do know also, and this is year-round, but on your property taxes, many local entities give a property tax discount if you are a veteran. And a lot of effort is put into honoring veterans. Unfortunately, particularly Vietnam-era veterans, did not quite feel the love and support, particularly when they just had returned, as hopefully they do now. But anyway, Veterans Day was originally November 11th, 1918. On the 11th day, the 11th month, at the 11th hour, they signed the armistice that ended World War I. In the 1950s, support began to grow to expand the day to honor all veterans in all wars. And it was interesting, 1968, the fourth Monday in October, it was a Monday holiday, fourth Monday in October was set, it was Veterans Day, but that wasn't very popular. And so in 1975, Gerald Ford changed Veterans Day back to November 11th. So anyway, that's a bit of the history of Veterans Day. And so started as Armistice Day at the end of World War I, and now honors all veterans in all wars.
Hmm. Oh, very good. Again, it's a good day to reflect and thank a veteran. So hope that you'll do the same. And we thank veterans here at Red Rock 92. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92.7. I have some sponsors to thank this morning, including morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections. They offer weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Also, did you know the San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation is investing in our community? Apply today at sanjuancountycleanenergy.org. As part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yes, there'll be a celebration of life service for Donna Alice Wright of Cortez on November 11th at Goodman Point Cemetery. Donna passed away in September at the age of 90. A celebration of life for Douglas Ramsey will be held on November 12th at 2 p.m. at his home in Cortez. A celebration of life service for David Lee Hoon, age 62, of Summit Ridge, will be held at 1 p.m. on Saturday, November 18th at the Cortez Elks Lodge. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. And again, our condolences to those families. At this time, once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break, be back. We've got more local news and happenings, including a conversation with the play-by-play broadcaster for the Rich Rebels. They're, of course, taking on the Monticello Buckaroos in the 8-man state finals tomorrow morning. So we'll play that conversation for you coming up here in a bit. But we'll take a quick break and be right back.
Hello, this is Dave's phone. Leave me a message at the beep.
Hey, Dad. I just drove past the park you took me to on my 10th birthday. Remember how we fell into the stream? I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Call me back. Love you.
Reminding someone of their worth is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Get Thanks Grilling this month with Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez, where friends don't let friends bake a turkey. Check out the red hot buys on Traeger, Weber, Big Green Egg, and Bayou Classic grills, smokers, and fryers. Kick it up a notch with sales on Chefs and Bayou Brine mixes. Plus, Choice Building Supply is your holiday headquarters with everything you need to wrap your home in the spirit of the season. All that and lots more this month at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Official ballot for the town of Bluff, Utah, November 21st, 2023. Dot is go a de leaf bishi biraki. Nal sauce bad adigi in zonsko, yin chunko, do okot ego in lago, alt esakahotso, not ani, nal sauce ilinia, dahalianigi, bil quadilne, bebeish behane, din ashtra ashtla ashtla, se beatus a tra naki. Naki tra kindanaj ja go da inishigi la city kindash ja benat ani di na hago e di not ani itot lesbinie na kiko pa at ato biji da bakaki e Jennifer Davila Britt Hornsby Gary Lichtenstein Wes Shook.
Do you have pain, numbness, or tingling in your arms and hands that makes it hard to function or sleep? Precision Rehab can help. Precision Rehab is San Juan County's hand therapy clinic, where you can be treated for arthritis and elbow pain and carpal tunnel. Treatment is covered by Medicare and most insurances. Precision Rehab has clinics in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley. We're here to help you. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869. Or find out more at precisionrehabutah.com.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Friday, November 10th, 2023, 9:33 a.m. November 10th, Bill.
November 10th, 1977, 46 years ago today, You Light Up My Life by Debbie Boone was the number one song. It was a huge song. It was the number one for 10 weeks in 1977. And, you know, we like to play a number one song every day and rotate that, but it was number one last time we did on 1977. Anyway, a big day, or a big song at the time. Tomorrow's Veterans Day, of course. Today is the birthday of the Marine Corps. It was established on November 10th, 1775, 8 months before the Declaration of Independence. So, I mean, it's been around a long time. It's established as a landing force for the Navy, known as the Continental Marine. It was split into a separate branch of the military in 1798. Boy, the Marine Corps do a lot. They're the Leathernecks. Oorah, as they're called. The Marine Hymn is the oldest of the Marine hymns, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. That was the first military hymn of one of the four branches of the military. Also, the Marines provide the security for embassies and consulates throughout the world. So, birthday of the Marine Corps today. On this day in 1871, two British explorers who were basically lost in Africa trying to find the source of the Nile found one another. It was Dr. David Livingstone and Henry Stanley, and when they met, Stanley reportedly asked, "Dr. Livingstone, I presume?" Have you ever heard that story?
Yeah, that sounds familiar, but I don't...
Man, that was just something that was a phrase that I was very familiar with growing up, but it's one of those things that's completely lost, you know.
Yeah.
I would say that in a social setting and everyone would be embarrassed for me because they have no idea what that old man is talking about. But that was a big thing. Maybe it was because of cartoons in the 70s. Mm. I don't know. Maybe Daffy Duck said it or something.
But yeah.
Anyway, that happened today in 1871. On this day in 1975, the Edmund Fitzgerald sank on Lake Superior.
Hmm.
29 people died. Gordon Lightfoot wrote a song about it. It's probably one of his most famous songs, "The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald." I always thought that song was about something that had happened way, 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 way back when. But it actually happened in 1975, and the song was released less than a year later.
Wow.
So that was a current event song, and I thought it was an old sea shanty song. Yeah. But anyway, Gordon Lightfoot passed away just in May, just a few months ago. On November 10th, 1990, Home Alone was released to the theaters. And boy, that was a Christmas hit back in 1990. Let me take a look. What else do we have going on? Oh, birthdays. Actor Roy Scheider was born today in 1932. He died in 2008. He was in lots of movies, but probably best known as Martin Brody, the captain of the boat in Jaws.
Mm, yeah.
That was memorable. He was in French Connection. He was in a lot of movies there in the late 70s and early 80s. Actor Hugh Bonneville, who plays the Earl of Grantham in Downton Abbey, he is 60 years old today. Actress Mackenzie Phillips, who was in American Graffiti and One Day at a Time, is 64 years old today. An American Indian Movement activist, Russell Means, was born today in 1939. He died in 2012. Birthdays today for Shelley Shoup, Tammy Jaramillo, and Brian Robinson. Happy birthday to you. Weekend birthdays.
Brian Robinson, get hand control.
Good wrestling joke there. Brian is a highway patrolman. I think our highway patrolmen listen to the morning show as they're out on the road. But
yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
Give Brian a hard time.
Weekend birthdays today for Cindy Christensen, Marilee Bay, Kelly Myers Keys, Dakota Clements, and Cassie Boyle. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all of your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. And if you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there. Just another word from sponsors this morning. Did you know Energy Fuels, operating right here in San Juan County, is powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy? Also, word, Mount Morning Show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. We'll get you over to the on-air job fair, then we'll be back with the sports report, including a conversation with Aaron Poling. He's the voice of the Rich Rebels. Had a conversation with him, and we'll play that here after the job fair and the sports report.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
The Utah Department of Health and Human Services Division of Child and Family Services has multiple positions for qualified candidates to work in the Moab and Blanding area for senior assistant caseworkers, caseworkers slash social service workers, and a licensed clinical therapist. Come join a team to help keep our children safe by connecting families to resources and services designed to strengthen families. For more information, visit www.dcfs.utah/gov under the About tab today. LeGrand Johnson in Moab and Peak Ready Mix in Durango are hiring Ready Mix drivers. You must have a valid Class A or B CDL license and a med card. $24 to $27 an hour depending on experience, with competitive pay and amazing benefits. Text 385-415-2535 or apply at peakreadymix.com. Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office at triplejmoab.com. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including mechanics, senior mine engineer, and chief mine engineer. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to www.lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle, Utah. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, and Registered Nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomon role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment at utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Winter is upon us, and Walker's True Value in Moab has everything you need to fight off the cold. From ice melt to snow shovels and space heaters to heat tape. Say goodbye to fall with big sales throughout the store, like 25% off all outdoor patio furniture. And announcing the gigantic bucket. On November 24th, everything you can fit in your bucket is half off. Happy Thanksgiving from everyone at Walker's True Value, Moab's locally owned one-stop hardware and lumber yard, right next to Walker Drug.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
This November, the excitement is cranked up to a whole new level at Ute Mountain Casino. Every Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., get ready for Cleopatra Clash. We're selecting 14 lucky winners to play in the slot tournament, hot seat style, to win the grand prize, $500. On Saturdays, be selected to shake your tail feather at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m. to win $500 in cash. Ute Mountain Casino, your winning destination, and still the one for a mountain of fun.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Sifford. The Dove Creek volleyball team came from behind to beat Haxton in the first round of the Colorado 1A state tournament at the Denver Coliseum yesterday, but suffered a loss to number one Marino in the second round. In the 2A tourney, Mancos suffered a tough loss to Plateau Valley in the second round. Both teams are still alive and they'll play back-to-back games in the one-loss bracket this morning. Mancos takes on Strasburg at 8 and Dove Creek faces Chirawa at 9:30. State football tournaments resume on Saturday, and we have two teams vying for state championships in games you'll hear live right here on Red Rock 92. First, the Monticello Buckaroos take on the Rich Rebels in the Utah 8-man championship game at 10 a.m. at Southern Utah University's Eccles Coliseum in Cedar City. Then the San Juan Broncos will attempt to win their third straight 2A state title against the South Summit Wildcats at 4. In between those two broadcasts, Mancos and Dove Creek will play in the Colorado 8-man quarterfinals at 1 p.m. The Blue Jays will host Sedgwick County while the Bulldogs travel to take on Lions. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. Glad you joined us for another edition of the morning show. Just in addition there to that sports report, Mancos, as Rhett mentioned, their volleyball team playing at 8 a.m. this morning. They lost in straight sets to Strasburg, so their season is finished. Good season, not how you want to see it end, but congratulations to the Lady Blue Jays, And good luck to the Lady Bulldogs. They're playing just about now, I think, there in the 1A volleyball state tournament. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. And championship weekend, Monticello and San Juan both playing in their title games this weekend. Those games will be broadcast right here on Red Rock 92. Monticello and Rich kicking off at 10 a.m. will be live in the pregame before that. And San Juan and South Summit kicking off at 4, and Rhett and Art starting at 3:30. We'll probably be on about 9:30 tomorrow morning, I'm guessing, but we'll have to see. Should be exciting.
We hope to have a couple of interviews, including one you're about to hear, too.
Yep. Yeah. So we've got this conversation with Aaron Poling again. He's the voice of the Rich Rebels. He called us and suggested chatting. So. We did the same, and we'll send you that conversation now and be back to close out the show. All right, good morning again. It's state championship football at the SUU Coliseum 8-man championship. We're chatting this morning with Aaron Poling. He's the broadcaster for the Rich Rebels, been following them all season, and chatting with him today. Aaron, thanks for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. I'll never pass up an opportunity to talk some Rebel football, especially Rebel football in the state championship game.
Yeah, it's really exciting. We always, hope this is what you hope for as a community to get to this game. Tell us about the feeling in Rich County about this team.
So there was a lot of pushback, I think, initially when the Rebels moved to eight-man, just because there's a tradition. That kind of dates back a little bit now. It's no secret that the success hasn't came for Rich, and probably since, I don't know, it seems like it's been 5 or 6 years now where they've been kind of struggling, where a lot of it came in down to numbers, I think, and moving to eight-man. There was pushback initially, but I think it's been a breath of fresh air to allow these kids to come out. And it is a different brand of football, but it's an exciting brand of football. And I think the community has bought in hook, line, and sinker. We had the semifinals last week at Zions Bank Stadium in Harriman, Utah. And I would say that a lot of the community showed up and showed out for that game. There were a lot of people there. And it's something that the entire community seems to love, Rebels football.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's awesome. You know, you spoke about numbers. Rich has one of the bigger rosters. I think there's about 40 kids, or was 40 kids. Or is that still the number on the sideline?
Yeah, give or take a few injuries. There's probably a couple of kids who might not be able to dress because of injury on Saturday, which is incredibly unfortunate. I hope for both teams, honestly, every single kid's able to dress and, you know, partake in this championship game. But depth has been somewhere in eight-man that the Rebels have clearly had an advantage in a couple of games where they can just keep rotating in and out linemen. And it's not only the depth of how many players we have. It seems like in eight-man football, we have about 20 kids that the coaching staff trusts and is able to put out there in almost any single situation. So I think the depth of how many just players that we can rotate in and out and our ceiling for how good we are doesn't really drop all that much when you sub those players in and out.
Yeah, that's something I definitely noticed watching the game that Monticello and Rich played at the start of the season. Is they had a lot of subs coming in and out. Do you think with that you play Rich played an 11-man schedule for the majority of the season? Do you feel like I could see that being an advantage, and the coaches sees, all right, this is who I can trust on the offensive front or receiver, or do you see some disadvantages not being as familiar with the eight-man game?
Honestly, probably a little column A, a little column B. I think there's such an advantage just talking with the coaching staff to playing part of that 11-man schedule, just because you get to play six more kids who might not have been touched the floor all that much when in eight-man. They played quite a bit in 11-man, and some of those kids showed out. I don't know how much you watched the Rich game, but our starting corner from when we played you guys the first time, he was injured. So they had a player step up named Jet Holmes, who was a sophomore. And I don't know, without the 11-man schedule, if Jet's able to get out on the field and show how good he can be at that cornerback position. So I think there's some challenges to switching back from 11-man to 8-man. It wasn't exactly a clean game against Water Canyon. They had some procedure penalties. A couple times they had too many men in the huddle. I think one time they had to call a timeout because they only had 7 players on the field. So that's where I think it's not necessarily an advantage playing 11-man, as you have to get back into the 8-man groove. But I do think it's an advantage that more players get to play when you play 11-man football.
Yeah, absolutely. That's interesting. Looking at Rich, I feel like traditionally there's always they've got some big kids that work hard up front. Talk to us about the offense and defensive fronts for this team.
So the offensive and defensive fronts go through two of our seniors, one being Jack Bell, who is kind of a Swiss Army knife defensively. He can line up as a linebacker, and he can line up on the defensive line. It doesn't matter to that kid. He just wants to hit somebody. And Carson Muirbrook is another name to look out for. He is very good at setting the edge. A lot of times he probably doesn't get the mention that he does at defensive end, but it's because he's so ho-hum and quiet about how he goes about his business and just does his business and does it very well. On the offensive line, Talon Pace is the center. He's a junior, and he has a lot of, I think, responsibility on protection sometimes. And I thought he started last year as a sophomore at the center position, which is not an easy spot to start for a sophomore, just because every single play the ball's in your hands, and you know, you make one mistake, you snap the ball a little high, then suddenly that play is out of order. And he's done a tremendous job coming in as a sophomore last year at the center position.
Very good. Tell us a little bit about Carter Hoffman, your quarterback. I remember he was kind of splitting duties in that semifinal game we saw last year. What growth have you seen from him over this season?
He is far more decisive, and I think that's where him being decisive has really changed the Rebel season. Last year he comes in as a sophomore. And, you know, as a sophomore quarterback in emergency duty, it's a tough spot to be in. And I thought Carter handled it well last year, and I think it's helped him build this year, where in the passing game you can see he's more decisive. In the running game, too, that's where I think he was always good at the option. This year he's a lot more decisive, and when he wants to cut the ball up the field in the option play or if he wants to pitch it. And a lot of times with Carter's legs, he's able to, when he does cut it upfield, it's a pretty good game.
Yeah. Well, you know. Go ahead.
He's also probably our best defender too, as well. He's our middle linebacker on defense, and he flies around, makes plays. I think he leads the team in tackles. He actually does at 7.5 tackles per game. He's also the quarterback as well. So, in our interview that I asked you, we said that Jay McDonald was your guys' Swiss Army knife. I don't want to make the complete comparison, but Carter Hoffman is pretty impactful on both sides of the ball for the Rebels as well.
Yeah. Well, you talked about, you know, being decisive in the throwing game. I imagine one of his favorite targets is Mr. Desch.
Yeah, I would say so as well. I'd say he's so much of a favorite target that in 11-man football, it almost seemed like teams were flat out lining up two defensive backs over the top of him with a linebacker shading that way. And they did some creative things in 11-man where they moved him around, moved him into the slot, and they're able to get him going towards the end of the year. He had a pretty good game against Water Canyon, but when you have to defend Jaden Desch one-on-one, which I imagine is going to be a lot of J.D. McDonald, which I think is going to be a tremendous matchup between Desch and McDonald one-on-one, because Desch is a big-bodied receiver that can really uses his body well to box out. He's the best rebounder on the Rebels basketball team as well, and you can see those fundamentals when he turns and basically box a corner out to make the catch. And then he's also quick and he's big and strong, so once you get him out in that open field, he's hard to bring down. So an 8-man, he's an absolute weapon for the Rebels. I believe in the opening game against Water Canyon he had 3 touchdown catches, as well as, you know, just making some huge plays defensively.
Yeah, that's another key. I know he's kind of a turnover machine for the Rebels, at least when he's played Monticello.
Oh, absolutely. It seems like every time he plays Monticello, he has the day of his life. Last year, the opening week in Monticello, he had a touchdown pass. I remember this because he also launched the ball into the next planet. He was so excited. But I think in all 3 games they played, he's had 2 interceptions against the Buckaroos, including last year in the semifinal game. He took one back to the house, which kind of just shows his explosiveness once you get the ball in his hands. But he is a ball hawk on defense. He almost knows where the quarterback is going when the quarterback is throwing the ball, and he just reads the play very well, especially in 8-man football.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's definitely an athlete that, Monticello is familiar with. You know, tell us about, this game. You know, if the Rebels are able to win the state championship, how are they going to do it on the field?
Defense and ball control. I don't want to say it's no, maybe to other communities it might be a little bit of a secret, but the Rebels want to control the clock. You could see that principle in the first game they played. It seemed like they had the ball in Monticello's half for quite a bit of the second half. Of course, that Monticello defense was tremendous in that game. And I think the defense is where it all starts for the Rebels. They're very good at tackling an 8-man. That's where I think the 11-man game helps, is you have to tackle in 11-man football as well, and more reps at tackling kids. It really paid off against Water Canyon last week, where there was a lot of times where there were some one-on-one plays that it seemed like the Rebels made most of those plays. And I think that's going to be big when you get in those one-on-one situations with, you know, a Buckaroo wideout. Do you make that tackle? Because to me, in 8-man football, defense is about not giving up the big play. If you give up that big gashing play for 40 yards, it makes it a lot easier on the offense, where if you have to run a 10-play drive where they take chunks out of each play, you know, go 4 or 5 yards a play and then have to punch it into the end zone. I think the Rebels' defense will be much better served if they're able to limit big plays and tackle in space.
Huh. Well, very good. Well, again, it's one of those things. Rich and Monticello both have a great tradition of football, and it's fun to have them both playing in the state championship game again this morning. Talked about, you know, both these teams' seasons. It's unfortunate that one set of kids is going to walk away with their head down. We hope that's not the case for either team, that they feel like this is a successful year. Making the state championship is no small feat. And, yeah, both these teams hoping to walk away with that state championship. And I know you and I can only hope that we've got as an exciting game as we've had the past three times these two teams have played. It's been really close.
Absolutely. I mean, all three times I've seen Monticello and Rich play, they've been tremendous ball games. All except for, you know, 15-6 technically isn't a one-score game, but that game was probably a lot closer than the final score read earlier in September. But I feel like every time these two teams play, it's just magic on the field, and I can't wait to create more magic on Saturday.
Absolutely. And again, yeah, it's what else could you want for a state championship game? Well, again, we've been speaking with Aaron Poling. He's the broadcaster, play-by-play man for the Rich Rebels. Aaron, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Hey, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, and our thanks again to Aaron Poling, and that'll do it for this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. We are going to wrap it up here momentarily. Taking a look, Dove Creek and Shiraz are in action now, and it looks like Shiraz got the 8-3 lead in this very first set. Dove Creek trying to advance to play a game at 5 o'clock tonight and continue on in the state tournament. That'll do it for the Regional Sports Report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.